This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning to you as we start the new year here on The Unview with the one and only Nathan Rowe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's yes. Good to see you. A little bit hoarse.
Are you happy to see the back of 2017?
I thought 2017 was great.
Yeah, I also didn't have a terrible year.
It wasn't the easy. I mean, listen, my friend Jos van der Westhuizen passed away. You lost your grandmother. You know, every year you're going to have these sad times.
Trials, tribulations.
Yeah, but ultimately it was a great year. My brother got engaged on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Christmas was fantastic. The MCQ parties were brilliant. Cape Town rocked and rolled. I rocked and rolled with it and ate so much food.
Haven't you still been rocking and rolling since you've been back?
No, I only got back yesterday. I came back for the show.
So you have stopped last night.
No, I didn't drink it yesterday. But I mean, it was fun. I've got to tell you, Cape Town has a water crisis of note. There is no water, but it's had the perfect weather.
Sure.
So it only rained on New Year's Day, which might be a very good sign. But, Nathan, I love Cape Town. I love every bit of that city. Oh, I had so much fun.
It is my favorite desert in South Africa, actually.
It's a favorite. How was your time away?
My time was so amazing. We went with some friends and some family. Well, we met family down in Kenton-on-Sea, the Eastern Cape. Oh, absolutely beautiful. We had stunning weather the whole time. I know everyone who went to Durban was a little bit bleak.
Shame, Durban.
Because it rained the whole holiday. But Kenton was absolutely beautiful. I have to tell you about a little place I came across.
Please tell me.
So there was one.
I'm going to tell you also about a few beautiful places.
There was one rainy day in Kenton. And now, I don't know if you know the Eastern Cape, but when it's a rainy day in the Eastern Cape, it kind of has this misty, you know, that rain that doesn't really make you wet. It just makes you a little bit moist.
England, basically.
Yes, basically no, London. England. So it's very fine, irritating rain. Mm. So anyway, we decided, okay, we're not going to do the beach or the river today. We're gonna go exploring. And we went to Bathurst. Do you know Bathurst?
No.
Okay. Exactly.
I'm learning.
So Port Alfred, if you go inland for a few Ks, you hit Bathurst. Now, Bathurst. A town. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the tiniest little town you've ever seen. It has about 6 shops, and then you drive past it and you're out of Bathurst. So it's really, really tiny. You blink, you miss it. So in Bathurst, they have the oldest licensed pub in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Pig and Whistle. It was closed. Because they're open for lunch and then they close and then they're open for dinner. So we were there at about 3 or 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So
you had to sit away.
We missed out, yeah. But we found this little bookshop, and it was called Heartfelt Creations, where this guy makes his own homemade felt, right? You know, like the material, the fabric felt. Yeah. And then he makes pixie shoes and pixie hats out of felt. But he does everything. He's one of these very hipster type guys. So he makes his own felt fairy hats and shoes, then which you can buy and wear. They're actually amazing looking.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously.
Fairy hats and fairy shoes.
Yeah, you know, like they look like the tops of flowers.
Who's the gay one? Who's the straight one?
Hey, man, I'm completely comfortable in my.
Do you not have a new pixie word, by the way, very quickly? My new word, because I've.
Gender fluid.
No. It's when you come across certain people, and I have just recently, and they are so ethereal.
Ethereal?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's
angelic.
Yeah. You know, so pixie hats, it's very ethereal. That is the Alan Ford word for 2018,
for
ethereal.
Pixie hats. Gotcha.
Because you're seeing these spirits coming out that are just so sweet and nice. They have almost this ethereal quality to them.
That is a wonderful word.
I went on a date with one of them, so that's why I said that.
Went on a date with an ethereal?
I didn't know how to describe him. Someone said, what is he like? I said, ethereal, actually.
Did he have pixie shoes?
Super hot, by the way.
Right.
But, yes, and you said so, this little area. And
yeah, so he makes coffee, he makes his own ice cream, his homemade gelato, but he makes, like, drink shooter ice cream. So he's got Springboks and B-52s in ice cream form. It was just the most amazing place. And you have a cup of coffee and a bowl of ice cream, and you sit and you read books in the bookshop.
No, I love it. It sounds great.
Oh, it's just so great.
Sounds so, so good.
Yeah, who would have thought? In Bathurst. You know what made me think, like, about it so much is I thought, if that opened in Joburg, how would it survive? And then I thought, how is it surviving in Bathurst? You know, there's a population 3 in Bathurst, and he's been going for years.
Because apparently, a lot of these little towns have got these people that are following their spirit, of following their calling, they don't need to make R1 million a year. They're happy to survive and have their little shop and have a purpose, make people happy, and make the world a little bit more interesting and colourful, actually.
Right. I suppose the rent is cheaper.
But on that note, I'll tell you very quickly, because I found one of the best kite makers in the world in Komaki.
Kite makers. Oh.
And I bought my two nephews kites.
Oh, wow.
And they were flying kites on the beach at Bermuda, which is in KwaZulu-Natal. But Nathan, I had the most crazy, wonderful, insane holiday. First and foremost, MCQP was brilliant. It was in the castle, a great venue. Everyone blew away. It was so funny. All these hot people, all with all this stuff. And as they're walking, everything's blowing. The wigs are gone. It's insane. As I said, Cape Town was absolutely gorgeous. And then I found a little spot called Rhonda's Manor. And it's a guest house.
I've only been to Rhonda's Bosch.
Yeah, no. But it's this little guest house in Fresno. And they're a Lebanese family. Okay, a Lebanese-Italian family. And I've got to just tell you something. You know, it's like you're in your home. But, I mean, it's 5-star. It's beautiful. But they decide to have a celebration for someone's birthday, and the whole guest house comes and joins it.
Oh, wow.
A big, fat Italian. It is so brilliant.
Yeah.
And the hospitality was superb. And then as you walk down the road onto Seapoint Main Road, a guy called Sava, who used to have little Nonnalinas here in Sandalwood, has opened little Nonnas. So I just ate pasta. You build your own pasta and pizza and paninis.
Right.
And I had pasta every single day, so I've put on weight.
So you're rich and fabulous.
Rich and fabulous, okay. And then...
I think that should be the new word for I've picked up weight. I've become rich and fabulous.
And fabulous, really, really. But the thing is, I only had one big meal a day there because it was too good. And right. I didn't want to go too robust. And then I went to see a lot of theatre.
Wow.
Because it's just was awesome. So I went to go and see Auntie Merle the musical.
Yes, I heard Mark Lodgen. Everyone enjoying it.
It is beyond brilliant. I went to Gate 69. We'll interview Cathay Pacific or Brendan Van Rain in a moment, one in the same, about Macbeth the pantomime. I saw Evita again, which was brilliant.
Yeah.
And here it is that I'm just so impressed that our country's got so much, so many wonderful things happening. Then you're going off to parties at Shimmy Beach Club or at the Ritz Hotel, or you're going off to Bangalore to Made in Mykonos, or Pashe, the DJs from Ibiza, and you've got this all happening in a space of a month in Cape Town in South Africa, and you go, wow. What an incredible place and country to be in. And the people go crazy because all the internationals cannot believe that this is what we have to offer.
Yeah, South Africa really does have a lot to offer. In fact, I found a video on YouTube. It's got almost 28 million views,
mm-hmm.
Done by some South Africans. Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
It's about our wonderful and favorite...
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Want to build a wall? Let's make a plan today. Don't want to see them. We'll have a door, but lock it every day. It will cost a lot of money, but that's fine. We'll get Mexico to pay. Do you want to build a wall?
I'm not gonna pay for that.
Wait a minute. Wait. Wait. Do you want to build a wall? A lot of people think I can't. I'll get it up and finish this. Just ask Melania.
Yes, my husband is Greek.
I will make things happen. I will build a wall. And then we will have a literal crime rave. Crime rave. Crime rave. Crime rave.
So that's made by Derek Watts and the Sunday Blues. Some great, great musicians, creatives from Cape Town.
That is brilliant. City. Love yeah. that. Love
Very
that.
Very good. So doing
Donald Trump, by
making
the way,
waves overseas as well. Very cool.
And I tell you, this has been a great start of the year. And for a big year, Nathan, I'm 40. I'm 40 years old.
When are you 40?
In February.
Wow, soon.
We got a big family wedding, engagement party, wedding. My mother's turning 60. Cousins are turning 50. Friends, because you're all in this era, are turning 40 with you. So
your New Year's parties aren't stopping.
The party is not going to end. And it's Lebanese, so we don't stop when it's a wedding or a celebration.
Hashtag 20 great team.
Hashtag AA in 2019. So it's good to be with you. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe here on cliffcentral.com. And this is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich and The Fabulous. In a moment, we're going to chat to Brendan Van Rijn. We'll get him on the line and talk to him about this. You would have died when you saw this pantomime.
Was it good?
It was beyond good, and it was really, really...
Was it Pinocchio?
No, it was Macbeth. Oh. But it was an adult pantomime.
Ah.
So, for example, one of the songs were... And I'm going to get Brendan to do it. But it was like... this boy is a bottom. And so...
This boy is a bottom.
A bottom, correct.
Right, okay.
So you catch it. So because it's all about... And it's... I mean, the cast... was brilliant. Yeah, Tessa Denton. I mean, it has a gay slanted. I mean, it's Gate 69. I mean, but it's just. But I mean, the
theater show with a gay slant.
I had two ladies next to me. The one must have been 18. I'm about 78. And these ladies were hysterical. They were screaming. But I felt embarrassed. I thought it was a little bit rude. But they thought it was the best thing ever. I mean, they literally were crazy in their old lady dresses and buns in their hair. How do you describe an old lady dress? It's an old lady dress.
Right.
So on the line from Gate 69 is Brendan Van Rijn. Brendan, welcome to the show. Macbeth, the pantomime, I think will rock your world. And as I said to Nathan, this boy is a bottom. Welcome.
Morning, Alan. Morning.
I mean, again, it's so great to see South African talent on South African stages, written great music. The response was overwhelming, actually, when I was sitting there.
Indeed, Cape Town is responding incredibly well to this. You know, there's nothing like it in the city, and that's what we're trying to create here, at least at the end of every year, is to do a down-and-dirty adult panto and just give it our usual charming and unexpected Gate 69 spin.
Tell us about the cast and how you put it together.
Sure. So it's a five-hander. Macbeth is played by the delicious Kyle Jardine, and the gorgeous Tessa Denton, of course, plays Lady Macbeth. And then the three witches are played by the rather well-known Trolley Dollies, which, of course, is myself, Kathy Specific, and my two sidekicks, Holly and Molly. And we'd like to think very much that the show's all about us, but we add that bit of glamour. You know, us girls are dressed to the nines, it's G-strings, it's big numbers, it's superb choreography, it's just a wonderful, wonderful show in an incredible space. And it's really giving people what they want to see. You know, it's the end of year pantomime. We've extended it till the 3rd of February due to popular demand. And, of course, you know, if the dinner is included, so it's very much a one-stop shop under our roof.
And that's the nice thing, is that you get to the beautiful platters filled with great food. And then you've got soup, and you end up with this... Patron ice cream. And then there's wine is flowing and people are screaming, and it's a small intimate space. And I must say, we saw Hedwig there, and that was brilliant. And yes. I've seen Christina Bianco there, which was brilliant. So this Macbeth, the pantomime, is something that you cannot miss, because really you're going to laugh your head off.
The hat trick.
Yeah, no, and let me tell you, miss it and miss out, Ellen. If they did this like at school when I was a way back at Pretoria Boys, I might have understood Shakespeare, but
they didn't. Yeah, but you know, the thing is that in my matricule we had to do Macbeth. It was set work. So I know it, and when you're making the reference points, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, Macduff, now I'm getting it.
Now it makes complete sense.
But the music was great, and I loved the fact that the crowd had so much fun with it. And yes, Tessa new talent, well, Tessa's not a new talent, Carl Jardine, newer talents are coming and emerging, which is what you want to see. And they're good.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, you've got to start somewhere. I had to. You know, thankfully, people gave me a chance, and you know, you just got to keep going, and you know, any time will tell.
Now,
you know, funny you should mention Hedwig, because Alan Hedwig, we're incredibly delighted to have a 3-week run at Peter Caroon's Theatre at Monty next year. This year. Starts the 2nd of March.
Oh, great. So Hedwig comes here. And Paul will be in it.
Paul will be in it. Jen will be in it. As you know, they're both on the Fleur de Cup Award for Best Performers.
They won all the awards, yeah.
So, but Macbeth is packing them in, and... yeah, just that we're having the greatest. And I mean, as you saw, we don't take ourselves very seriously. If we want to laugh, we want to laugh.
No, you. They're corpse on stage. They're corpse. I'm not being funny, but I literally peed in my pants. And
literally peed in your pants.
I didn't really, but I could feel it was coming out, and I felt.
You and a few others. I mean, we just love it. It's just so real when that happens, and the audience absolutely thrives on it.
Tell me something. What can we expect from Gate 69 this year? Is Christina Bianco coming back to South Africa?
We'd love to have her back. We really, really would love to have her back. So we're in negotiations with that. Of course, this runs till the 3rd of February. And then from the 7th of February until the 24th, we're very privileged to have Kerry Dupree here all the way from the UK. She's the UK's most celebrated female impersonator.
Actually, I think she's one of the top in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely, undoubtedly. Yeah. And her Dame Edna Everage impersonation is the top in the world.
Is the top. She is brilliant.
She's absolutely fantastic.
I interviewed him many years ago, but I'd love to do it again. We'll arrange that interview.
Most certainly. So she's here for 12 performances only. 12 performances only. It's called The Fabulous Kerry Dupree.
Sure.
And she calls it her one-man 21-woman show. So she's here till the 24th. And then, of course, from the 28th of February till the 26th of May, the Trolley Dollies are in their brand new musical called Snip Tucked. A little mini medical musical all about the plastic surgery industry.
I love it. This is going to be brilliant. Again,
and we're going to tell it as it is.
It's good to go and sit and see great theatre and good music and good work and great costumes, and I've just got to give it up to Gate 69, Macbeth the Pantomime. It's a must see. Please go and see it. It's brilliant. Brendan van Rein,
thank you. And of course people can book on our website, which is www.gate69.co.za, or they can call the box office on 021 035 1627.
Darling, Macbeth the Pantomime, keep it going. And that's a good way. As I said, I wrote a small review about it. And I said, you know, if only Shakespeare would think that would never imagine Macbeth to go in this direction, ever. I don't think so.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brendan van Rein. Yeah, you would have loved it. So Kenton, see a lot of family, a lot of good things, hey, for you.
So, sorry, I just have a question about that interview you just did. Mm. So, is it Kerry Dupree?
Yes.
Or Terry Dupree?
Kerry, yeah.
So now, I'm all about gender fluidity, but is it a man or a woman? Because you said, I've seen him, and then he said, she's great.
Okay, so he is a female. Drag artistry.
Oh, is he a drag?
Drag artist.
Artist, right.
Okay, and so he does 21 different characters. And he's brilliant. He comes with, I think, an entire container. You know, like you see on the ships, full of costumes.
Wow.
Okay, so he does Amy Winehouse. It's brilliant. I mean, it's a huge, huge production. Sure. But seriously, you can't believe the outfits that he changes in as he's doing the show.
Sure.
One man. But you see, if we often don't understand that what Brendan does, what Peter Dirk Ace does, what... Barry Humphries does, and Kerry Dupree, is that they are, it's a form of entertainment and theatre. They're artists. Hmm. They don't walk around in the street dressed that way. They don't want to be a woman. It's an art form.
Hmm.
And RuPaul Drag Race, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yes.
These they're making a fortune, these drag artists. They sing all over Vegas. They're doing, but it's an artist. It's an artistry. It's not that they, and they sew their own dresses. It's a lot of work goes into it, and they work a lot on comedy. So they're generally very comedic. Hmm. So these are actors mainly. They're performers. They're not people that just decide to put a dress and walk in the street.
I also think it's great that a lot of men are kind of, you know, getting into the shoes of a woman, seeing what it's like to be a woman.
And it's hard.
It's hard to be a woman.
It takes Brendan 2 hours to get ready.
Yeah,
I know. 2 hours.
I live with a woman.
You got to do the wiggery. Is the word wiggery? I think it is. When you make wigs.
A noble Thatcher.
That was cool.
Yeah.
The wigs that go into this, I mean, it's crazy. And then your hair has to be done, so you've got to have a hair, or you do it yourself, but you've got to actually have a hairdresser come and do your wig. Do your makeup, do your dresses, your outfits, your performances, your changes. It's crazy.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I watched clips of it. I haven't been able to watch the entire thing,
right?
Because
yeah,
of course I was enjoying Shimmy Beach Club. Okay.
So one of the things that everyone's talking about there is Oprah's speech. She won an award. I can't remember the name of the award. I think
the Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah, Cecil B. DeMille Award. And she gave quite a heartfelt speech about the Time's Up movement. Do you want to hear it?
Yep.
So when something as big as what started to happen in October with Harvey Weinstein started to unfold, I thought, whoa. And with every day's revelation, I thought, here is an opportunity for something powerfully, a powerful growth. And how do we use this moment to elevate what is happening instead of continually victimize ourselves? And so I think that wearing black in solidarity is one step. I think that what Time's Up is doing with the Legal Defense Fund is a major step. It was very important to all of us involved with Time's Up that it not just be about the women of Hollywood, because we're already a privileged group, but to extend to the women of the world, because as I said tonight, there isn't a culture, a race, a religion, a politic, a workplace that hasn't been affected by it. This humbled me. When I first got, when they first called me and said they wanted me to accept this, I said, I shouldn't be the person to get the Cecil B. DeMille Award. You know why? I was working with Reese Witherspoon this past spring and winter, and I happened to just say in the makeup room one morning, I said, so how many movies have you done? She goes, oh, honey child, I don't know, it's been so many. And I then thought, I hope she doesn't ask me, because I think it's been 5. And so I didn't understand it, and then they explained that it's about overall entertainment. Now, what I was able to do with the Oprah show and the cultural statement we were able to make throughout the world, I feel very, very, very proud of that. But I think that when it comes to films, that I am really the new kid on the block. And I always feel like when I'm acting that I am, you know, out of my box. And it's the most intimidated I ever feel.
Interesting. So, again, it's... The time out, you know what, we're going to put you, you know, this is what I think we're all going to start doing. If you don't know how to behave and be a decent citizen, human being, time out, go away.
Can I share what happened to me this morning?
Tell me.
So I'm driving to Cliff Central, and just a block away from Cliff Central, I see this man holding a woman with her arms behind her back. So I stopped my car and I ran up to them, and she was in tears. And she was saying, you know, leave me alone to this guy. So I reprimanded him and shouted at him, and he let go. And he said, no, we're just playing. And I was like, but she's crying. And then she slapped him and ran into the building. And, you know, I berated him a little bit more. But I just can't believe that it's, in this day and age, it's still rife. It's still a thing, you know. It's
but in this day and age, you still have people that have a sexual discrimination. I mean, I know a person, there were obviously a bunch of kids that was walking, and they threw an egg at them and said, you're queer, No, in Cape Town this week. That's an egg. You might have an egg to hit you in the head.
Yeah, sure.
And what I'm saying is that let's just be more tolerant in the world.
Yeah.
It's so now, if you ain't going to behave, we're going to make you behave. I'm going to smash your face in. Finished. Yeah. Enough's enough. You want the war? Come. Let's go.
You don't want to throw an egg at a big Lebanese queer, huh?
No, most certainly not. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Enough is enough. Time out. Stop. You can't just touch things, do what you want to do, say what you want to say. You know, we in South Africa have played this the race thing now. And I agree that's a problem. But gender discrimination, there's sexual...
I think people just need to respect other people.
Yeah, it's just have manners.
That's simple.
And Harvey Weinstein, don't do what you did, you idiot.
Yeah.
Go to jail. Exactly.
Oh, my word.
So, but it is a new year, and we're going to be very, very happy this year. And so, Nathan...
Oh, sorry, wait. I have this as well.
Oh, what is this?
If you're still struggling with consent, just imagine instead of initiating sex, you're making them a cup of tea. You say, hey, would you like a cup of tea? And they go, oh my God, I would love a cup of tea, thank you. Then you know they want a cup of tea. If you say, hey, would you like a cup of tea? And they're like, you know, I'm not really sure. Then you can make them a cup of tea, or not, but be aware that they might not drink it. And if they don't drink it, then, and this is the important bit, don't make them drink it. Just because you made it doesn't mean you're entitled to watch them drink it. And if they say, no thank you, then don't make them tea, at all.
Eh?
Yeah, very good.
Pretty accurate.
Very accurate.
I've always used that example of a Cornish pasty.
Yes.
Like if you say, hey, do you want a Cornish pasty? Oh, no thanks. You're not going to force someone to eat a Cornish pasty. I mean, whether it's sex or alcohol, you know, people at bars,
yeah, that's they're insane. Like, yeah.
Do you want a beer? No, I'm cool. I don't want a beer because beer tastes gross. And they're like, no, come on. And they order you a beer and then make you drink it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, listen, I do that with tequila sometimes.
Yeah.
Gareth and I.
You gave me something vodka once.
Yeah.
Almost forced me to drink it.
Yeah, correct. But I know you're diabetic. I must say, Gareth Cliff and I spent a few days in Cape Town together, and boy, did we have fun. We went to a little pizza shop, and obviously people around us, and we're sitting at the table, and we were hosing ourselves for 2-3 hours, screaming and laughing. And the people didn't know what the hell was going on, but we were laughing, because, we celebrate this year 20 years in the business, the two of us.
Sure.
20 years. And I always say to Gareth, he's in his 40s, I'm still in my 30s, and we've been in the business for 20 years. Okay, but I mean, I'll be in my 40s very shortly. But again, it's we've had a good life, life. So it's a brand new year,
2018,
and it's going to be a beautiful, incredible year. I need to ask you, you have prepared something for me.
Oh yes,
it's about. Well, I think this. Should I set it up? Can I set it up?
Well, prepared is a loose term on this show.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But if you think about it, every year you've got to go the distance. You've got to do your best. You've got to weave through all the difficult times. You've got to smile through the happy times, and you've got to also work through yourself. And you've got to grow, because if you do not grow, you're not getting anywhere.
Sure.
Okay. And if you have lost love, then find new love. And if you have your job is shocking, then go and get educated and find a new job. That's what you illuminate your soul year on year, and you go the distance.
Yeah, whether you're enjoying the year or not, you have to go through it.
Yeah, well, you go through the year. I mean, you know, someone says to me, someone died, I'm actually over it now. No, you're not over it. You're never over anything. You're going through it continuously. So, this year, may love be on the cards for some of us. May joy, as I said, it's going to be one of those years that, for me, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. But in a good way.
I'm so excited. Pray, love.
I'm going to eat a lot, but I'm definitely, I'm on diet now. Enough now. Yeah. I need like a few pounds here and there, it's better.
I think this year we should actually try and become rich. Thin and fabulous.
Yeah, let's do that. That is so cool. That's the mantra of 2018.
And if we don't, we can always just still be fabulous.
I'm still saying 2017 and all my stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 2018, yo.
On that note, will you please set up a song from a phenomenal movie called Hercules. It was Hercules.
Right.
And Nathan Rowe will be singing the song. My voice is... not good, but we will dedicate this to you, the people.
I'm sure you're going to join in.
I try. My voice is bad.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be." I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will go most anywhere to feel my life in the love.
Is your voice better?
I'm very scratchy.
It's healed.
No, not really.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yay!
Look at what 2018's already done.
Oh, we're going to have
cured Alan Ford.
Nathan, we're going to have so much fun.
Wow, we're getting into the Disney.
We're so...
Hello, folks. It's time for some vocabulary.
They're so cute. But yes, this year will be good. And we've got Cyril and the Zoomers going to leave. Thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness. So the Rand's probably going to get stronger and
so
stronger.
Things are going
to
happen.
We can afford to travel again.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And people are making food and people are happy. And that's what 2018 will bring for us. And let's get ready for the next stanza.
Not yet.
Yes,
first we need bad MIDI trumpets.
We need the preparation of the people.
My way, I can go the distance.
I don't care
how far. Somehow I'll be strong. I know every mile will be worth my while. I would go most anywhere to find where I belong.
MIDI French horns. 2018.
What a year.
Have you, you don't make resolutions, do you, Alan Ford?
Listen, my attitude about a resolution is that as things are happening, you don't need the day. This is what the things that you wait for the 1st of January, and then you get the following year, you're very disappointed because you don't need that day.
So you're the kind of person that can start something new on a Tuesday. It doesn't need to be on a Monday.
You know, you never go and diet on a Monday.
Yeah.
You know, because you eat so much on the Sunday, then all of a sudden you've put on the 2 kilos that you didn't need to put on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're going to go and diet tomorrow or today.
Wednesday.
No, whatever. Actually, Wednesday is best. Seriously, there's a whole psychological thing on it. Obviously.
Yes. When's a good time to go and diet?
Wednesday. And generally, the first people stop smoking, they put themselves under pressure. So they've smoked 40 cigarettes Old Year's Eve. Then they stop smoking on the first. You know, they killed their lungs.
Yeah.
So just listen, I think take every day as it comes. And you know what? Being mindful. There's a whole process called the mindful revolution. Is that being mindful means that you're in a state of now, and when things need to be adjusted now, then you need to make those adjustments. You don't need to wait for the first to make an adjustment. That's my attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to you, I'm going to go on diet. I didn't go to diet on the first.
I tried something different this year.
Tell me, what did you do?
I started my girlfriend and I, we each made a list of 20 things, and they're small things. They're not hard to achieve things. It's not like, you know, I want to, get world peace and stop smoking and whatever. Not that I do smoke, but if I did, that would be my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
But they're very achievable things, like I want to read a certain amount of books, and it's not a high number.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I already read two in December and January. I've read two already. So, I mean, it's already happening. I'm excited.
Or, or you do something like this, where you say, okay, you know what? I want to go to a town in South Africa that I've never been to before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not hard to go for one night.
It's not hard for a lot of people. They just need to drive an hour outside of Joburg.
Yeah, but a lot of, that's what I'm saying. Well, I want to do something, or I'd like to eat something that I wouldn't have tasted before. Or I would like to walk into this world and go, actually, I want to go and help a child with their stationery this January. There's those things you could, but these, I want to find love, and I want to, I mean, love is there. Love is all around you.
There's an app I've spoken about on the show before. It's called Gems. I don't know if you remember me talking about it, but it's such a clever app. What it does is it provides you with charitable things that you can get involved in any capacity you feel like offering. All they do is they provide you what's happening, where it's happening, and you know what needs to be done. So if they need some help painting a school or an orphanage, you can go do that. If they just need a tin of food, they can do that, and you can go drop one off somewhere. And one of my 20 things is to actually use that app.
Yeah, but you see, I remember the Christmas party for the kids. We did that interview.
Yes.
Okay, now I phoned all the charities, and a lot of them said to me, can you rather do something somewhere more in the year? Everyone's helping in Christmas. Yeah. What happens in March?
Yeah.
You see?
There's a slump in charity.
You know, what happens
in February? A charitable slump.
And then all is in July, people are cold. So what happened in June? So you don't need to wait for a day or a Mandela day to do stuff. You can do it now.
Right.
And you can make your change now. So on that note, very quickly, it's called, because we've been making a lot of beautiful noise this morning, but Andrew Webster from the Rockwood Theatre joined us on the line to discuss the new show and the opening of A Beautiful Noise. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Alan. How are you, and Happy New Year?
Happy. Listen, I hope you got that guitar there where you are. You're going
to
be singing.
It's so weird to have you not in studio.
Why
don't you? I don't have a guitar.
Why?
I flew up yesterday because I live in Durban now. I flew up and I didn't take a guitar because Kalula, but you won't say that, all right.
But hold on. We're going to help you. Go, Nathan.
Well, did you know that Kalula actually offers musicians a special card that allows you to take extra baggage?
They give it to you.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Just speak to them.
Thanks for that,
yeah,
Nathan.
Kalula's the only one, actually.
The only one. And it's the same. They offer myself and anyone in the film industry also that similar card to take an extra piece of luggage for cameras.
So what do you carry a camera with you or something like that?
Yeah, a lot of the...
You just tell people it's a trumpet.
Yeah, correct.
You don't carry a clapperboard with you or...
Oh, please. Who's got time for that clapperboard? I used it once. It drove me mad. I thought just...
You use your hands.
No, just go get your clap. Go.
Exactly. There you go.
Tell me something. Tell us about the show, A Beautiful Noise. Where is it happening?
Well, Beautiful Noise is happening at the Rockwood Theatre in Pretoria. Rockwood Theatre opened in June 2016 with Beautiful Noise. It was a resounding success, so it's back by popular demand. And really, the demand for the show has been very, very high. So it's a tribute to country, folk, and acoustic rock songs. You know, and that man sitting on your right knows all about the hipster, you know, the bearded hipster. This is actually a quiet tribute to the bearded hipster that has an acoustic guitar and plays his song.
You literally just described me.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Andrew. That's what I'm talking about. You. Absolutely. I miss you, Nathan. So it is bands like Mumford & Sons, artists like the Lumineers and Jason Mraz, you know, that resurgence of acoustic folk music that is so popular right now. And, of course, with some good old-fashioned favorites like the Eagles and Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, those kinds of artists.
You've just finished Rock of Ages. Are we seeing this, that rock music in terms of the theatre and what do you call dedicate? What are these shows called when you dedicate to?
Well, they tribute shows and shows that, you know, nostalgic shows. And I think nostalgia has moved a couple of years forward now. And I say it's moved forward. If you think about the 90s and the early 2000s, nostalgia was the 1960s and 70s. It's now 2018, and nostalgia is the 1980s. That's 30 years ago now, you know, more than 30 years ago. And the 1980s was all about rock and pop and guitar-driven music, if you know what I'm saying. Remember the bands like Poison and Europe playing the guitar somewhere around about their knees with their huge hairstyles and great tenor voices.
So tell us about the cast of the A Beautiful Noise.
The cast of Beautiful Noise, I've got Kieran Rennie again. Kieran Rennie was in the original production, as was Candace Kennedy. And I've got some young, great talent in the form of Johan and Shantae and another guy called Kevin. So we've got great singers that have been on the circuit for a while, but are still young, fresh, and new faces. Mix them there with, I won't call them old, I'll call them experienced.
Andrew, you've spent the last year building a theatre, okay, yeah, and literally bricks and mortar, and then creating shows. How does someone go about creating a theatre? I mean, just tell us the dynamic of that, of the Rockwood.
Well, I've got to tell you, what started out is me thinking it's making pretty on stage. It's a hell of a lot more intricate than that. It is what you produce on stage is a large portion of making these kinds of theatres a reality, but it's also getting the kitchen right, getting the bar right, staffing the venues, getting the look and feel of the venue right, decorating them, the right decor. Obviously, supper theatre is a very, very popular form of entertainment, and it's a great night out for South Africans. They enjoy it. So we wanted to give them a new look and feel to things that have to what's been on offer for the past 10, 15 years. The venue that I've got in Durban is all beechwood, and it's blue and white, we've got chandeliers, and it's a lovely, lovely feel to the venue. So that's also fun, you know, decorating a place, as well as producing the shows, casting the shows, getting them well directed, getting them well choreographed, choosing the right, you know, set lists and song lists. And so it's a heck of a job, but it's not one second of it is not enjoyable, I've got to tell you.
Well, you see, Andrew, if you think about it, you have always been mainly on the other side, on the stage, front and center.
Yes.
Now you are running the business. You're doing it's a different way of looking at it. And I often speak about this because people don't understand what it's like to produce and own a television production company and own equipment and own. It's the pressure levels. You're not just. No one gets it if you've never done it.
No, absolutely.
And so it changes the way you think.
Completely. You know, as an artist, you really think selfishly, and it's not when I say selfishly, I don't mean it's not an arrogance thing. It's just you tend to think about yourself because you're your brand. You're trying to make your own brand happen. You're trying to make your own career happen. But as a producer, when you see things from the other side, you understand a lot of the decisions that were made that either include you or exclude you aren't personal. They are to do with what is best for whatever business it is that you're doing. And it can be in terms of theatre like I've got, or even in a musical theatre scenario, as the producer of a musical theatre production, it's just part of an entirely bigger picture that includes your talent, but sometimes your talent isn't enough to fulfill the entire canvas that the producer is painting, for want of a better word of putting it.
Yeah. And again, you're running a massive business, and you're also trying to manage talent. And I'm saying talent when I say managing talent is a whole another job. Because
managing talent is an entire job.
Because
I've got twins
that
have just turned 7 today, as you know, I've got young twins, and those 7-year-old twins have stood me in great stead for managing talent. I've got to tell you,
I know. Because especially drama people in the entertainment world, they are.
It's a different filter, Alan.
It is.
Yeah.
Very different.
Absolutely. But I understand it because I'm one of them. I will never not be one of them. I'll never try and place myself in any other position other than being by their side. I am an artist first and foremost. Yes, I'm trying to make a business happen, but I always put the interests of the artist as much as I possibly can to the forefront, because I've been exclusively an artist for more than 20 years, so I understand where we come from, you know. So I hope to always be in touch with that and to always have that empathy. As a matter of fact, I'm casting myself in my next show in Durban.
Okay, when is the next show in Durban?
It's going to start on the 8th of Feb when I've finished with Beautiful Noise here, and then I'm doing an 80s show here, and then I'm doing Beautiful Noise in Durban because Durban's begging for it. So instead of Kieran doing it, I'm going to frontline the Durban production.
Okay, great. Tell me, Durban, how are they responding to this type of to your theatre?
It is been overwhelmingly successful. I must tell you, the look of the venue is so well received. It's a beautiful venue. The show's going down a treat. It's just the right size. It's just over 300 a pack, and we get great numbers coming through there. And Durban's been begging for this. They have been waiting for over a year for a supper theatre back in Durban, and it's in a perfect location as well at the Buyer. It's a lovely venue, and as I say, and I don't even think everyone in Durban knows that it's there yet. It's only been open for 6 weeks, and the numbers are already good. So, you know, I can't wait for it to be part of the Durban scene, that place to go to. And yes, one of the important messages that I've sent out to the local Durban community there is that it's a Durban theatre. I would like to showcase as much local talent as I possibly can, especially in terms of doing the runs that I'm doing there, you know. Use the local talent, use the local up-and-coming guys, and so that they don't have to go to Joburg. You know, Durban, there are a lot of great talent has come from Durban, yet it leaves Durban. It would be nice to nurture some of the talent there for a while and let it hang around a bit. And then, of course, we've got our nights where we do our once-off artists. We had Prime Circle there.
Really, yeah?
They did brilliantly well. I've got Barry Hilton coming in.
Oh, brilliant.
And there's actually been a request for Kathy Specific. So
absolutely.
If he's listening to this. So you know, so we really look forward to having them there.
Yeah, that's,
and Mark, it would be great if Mark could come through to Durban, you know, so you can come and stay at the Sabaya Hotel and get to look at the sea, and we would really like to, you know. That is one of the things that the Rockwood has. It's got variation of what we are offering. Yes, we do tribute shows because there is a market for that. But the customers and the audiences out there need to know that we are showcasing and platforming all sorts of different
Andrew,
entertainment on the stage.
Let me tell you, you and Brendan Van Rijn from Gate 69 need to chat to each other because you can cross-pollinate. Take their shows there and shows to you.
Fantastic. We can send something through to Durban. That would be great. Through Cape Town, should I say. But, yeah, I would love to have Brendan, so you've got to give me his number when you
I will. I'll send it to you after the show.
Yeah. Fantastic.
A beautiful noise. When is it on? Give us all the dates, all the details. Where
Beautiful Noise opens tonight. It's only 2 weeks. It's a back by popular demand, and the sales are doing well. So if you want to come through and see the show, you better book now, because it's only a two-week run before we open that 80s show. And everyone knows that the 80s is just as colorful and as wonderful as it is. So, you know, that's going to be really, really popular too. But come through. Beautiful Noise opens tonight, and it's going to run until the 28th of January here in Pretoria at the Rockwood Theatre. And it's sounding great. We have just been rehearsing it yesterday and today, and it's sounding absolutely phenomenal. It's a fantastic, fantastic 10-piece cast. I've got pedal steel guitar, dobro,
love it,
steel guitar, violin, electric guitar, banjos. It's all about the music, this show. It's all about the stringed instrument and the wonderful sounds that it brings.
Andrew, it would be go against the grain of what I do for me not to make you sing an a cappella song right now. So you got to do something for you. You know how it goes, Andy.
I know how it goes. So do I need to give you something from Beautiful Noise?
Give me something from A Beautiful Noise. What can people expect?
Okay, well, let's just see. Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Well, I won't hesitate no more. This cannot wait. I'm yours. How was that?
Beautiful. Thank you, noise. Andrew Webster. That was a good, beautiful noise. Magnificent, a beautiful noise.
And fantastic. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you guys.
Get there, guys. Brilliant and rock and roll, my friend. Be well.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers. And that's Nathan's run out, and that is Andrew Webster as we close today's show as we start a new year. I hope you've loved it. Lots of singing and fun and doing some nice stuff. Got exciting news. It looks like Michael McIntyre, the top artist, actually born on my birthday, and also be turning 40 this year, is coming through to South Africa. I thought we'd play a little bit of his comedy. Also, lots of great things. Colour Purple's coming up, and Sound of Music, and everyone's going to be in studio singing, and of course some of the top artists will be as well. But I found a clip with the comedian Michael McIntyre from the UK on an American accent, and he shall be coming to South Africa, South African shores shortly.
The thing about Americans that I've thought about the language is that they say they speak English, but they've had to change it to make them understand it more. Go with me on this, because I've thought it through. They've changed some of the words. So they've taken the English language, but they've looked at some of it and they thought, no, I think we need a little bit more explanation here. Okay? That's my American accent. So things like pavement. So they can't work with pavement, so they've changed it to sidewalk. Yeah. They needed more information. They needed to know where they were going to be walking so that they wouldn't get run over.
So that's, I didn't think of that.
Pavement, that's... sidewalk. So I think there must have been a period of time where they ran with the word pavement, but they kept getting hit by cars. So they changed it to sidewalk. Now bear with me here, John, because I've thought this through. Yes. Bin, the word for bin. In American, waste paper basket. They needed to know what, not only what to put in it, they needed to know that not only it was paper, but waste paper, and then it goes into a basket. It's not just any paper. They kept throwing away fresh paper for a period before they introduced the word waste paper basket. You see, it's like they need instructions. Glasses for your eyes, they call them eyeglasses. They needed to know where to put them on their face, because they used to have glasses and they would put them on their thighs and they would put them on their feet and they would say, I can't see any better with their glasses. And then somebody went, no, they're eyeglasses. Well, why didn't you call them eyeglasses? There's a game called squash. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Not in America. Racquetball. They needed... It's a true story. They needed to know what they were going to be playing with, a racquetball, and even then they get confused because there's no court. They don't know where to go. They just wander through the street going, I want to play racquetball, I want to play racquetball. So they're probably going to have to change that. But my favourite one, without a shadow of a doubt, is horse riding. Do you know what horse riding is in America?
Is it not called horse riding?
No. Horseback riding. They have to specify the area of the horse. Well, yes. There were terrible problems, because there was a period of time when they didn't call it horseback riding.
Well, where did they go?
They had. Well, they used to hold on to the tail. And they...
Are you sure this is how they ride the horses in Europe?
That's a whole different thing you're doing there.
Anybody who's watching the show who may have been flicking the channels, that's not the moment you want to travel that. This was a story about American and descriptive words.
That is Michael McIntyre. He comes to South Africa sometime this year. We look forward to, I'll be announcing that soon. We'll have him on the show. Comedy's happening. Musicals are happening. Entertainment shows are happening. Review shows are happening. Dramas are happening. Okay, the magic of South African TV is happening. And of course, we've got some of the best bands and... I think we're so blessed to live in a country that's got so much talent, whether it's on a rugby field or soccer field, to walking into a beautiful kitchen that makes great food. And this year, the Unview is going to look at good food, good wines, good entertainment, good theatre, from whatever walks that we're going to be looking at, and we're going to make you happy. Because the stuff makes us happy. We sing in studio. We're crazy people. We're mad. We're crazy. So on behalf of Nathan Rowe and myself, I just want to say that 2018, we're going to rock your world. Literally, actually, with rock bands in studios and lots of fun things. And, of course, we are going to try and achieve to be the thin, the rich, but we are always the fabulous. Have a great day.
The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.